everything's different with my head in the clouds. I hit this corner with my foot on the gas. I started sliding, I lose it. Everything's different, just like that. Oh my God, wait and see what will soon become of me. This frozen heart and screaming wheels, does that scream that you went on ahead? You said I'll see you later. I heard what you said, and a few minutes later I'm sliding. Everything's different again. Oh my God, wait and see what will soon become of me. This frozen heart and screaming wheels, does that screaming come from me? I'm dizzy from all this spinning. Now I'm thinking that you did all you could when you said, my love, take it slowly. Okay, is what I said. Oh my God, wait and see what will soon become of me. This frozen heart and screaming wheels, does that screaming come from me? Take me back to just before I was spinning. Take me back. It's amazing what a minute can do. Take me back. Just before I was spinning. It's just like you. Thank you very much, everybody. So I just be quick, if you all bear with me. Just wanted to, this thing's been on my mind, because you know sometimes you hear things and you just think, that's unbelievable. Anyway, this young fellow went off and he fought in Iraq. He went over there brave and with many other brave young men and women like him. And his vehicle was hit by a rocket. I think it was a rocket. So he's deaf now and is kind of messed up, as you can imagine. And he's got brain damage. As it turns out, when he got back, they concluded that before he joined the army, he was depressive. And so he had a pre-existing condition. And that means
that he doesn't get any benefits for what for his time. And so, hold on a second, don't get too upset yet. Anyway, so not only did he get discharged from the army, he also lost his bonus, so he ended up owing the military or the government $3,000. You know, it's just those kind of stories where you hear about somebody being on death row and then being put to death, and then you find out that they didn't do it. It has that same kind of sickening feeling inside you. I'm not saying whether or not we should or shouldn't be there. All I'm saying is of all the people that we should honor is the people who gave themselves so completely to us. Because they believe. Anyway, a personality disorder. Apparently there's 22,000 boys and girls have been dismissed for having personality disorders. I'm sure some of them probably did, and some of them probably shouldn't have been in there, maybe even the majority, but how many are like a hero like John Town? You know, it's just a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. We all have to think about what we can do about it. But back to the show, and I love you for listening to me. Thank you.